Journeys to Biblical Counseling on this edition of Truth and Love. I'm Dale Johnson, and you're listening to Truth and Love, a podcast of the Association of Certified Biblical Counselors, where we seek to provide biblical solutions to the problems that people face. This week on the podcast, I'm delighted to hear the story of Dr. Jim Neuheiser. He's the director of the Christian Counseling Program and professor of Christian Counseling and Pastoral Theology at RTS Charlotte. For 25 years, Dr. Neuheiser served as the preaching pastor at Grace Bible Church in Escondido, California. He's also the director of the Institute for Biblical Counseling and Discipleship, and he served as an adjunct professor of biblical counseling at the Masters University. Furthermore, Dr. Neuheiser serves as a board member at both the Biblical Counseling Coalition and the Association of Certified Biblical Counselors. Dr. Neuheiser teaches many of the counseling courses as well as some practical theology courses, and he's been married to his wife, Caroline, since 1979, and they have three adult children. Jim, I'm so grateful for you, brother, and your work. I'm really looking forward to hearing your story. We want to document these. I think it's important. So welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, I just became a senior citizen, so we better get this over with pretty fast.
We got to capture it quickly.
Before I die, my story. Yeah.
Well, we don't think that that's imminent, Lord willing.
I got the good parking place today, though. I was really glad. It's seniors only. I didn't qualify 2 weeks ago.
That's nice. That's nice. I love it. So tell us a little bit about Jim the man. Like a lot of people maybe in our organization know about Jim the professor. They know about Jim the biblical counselor. Tell us a little bit about you, and I mentioned that you're married to Caroline. Tell us about Jim Neuheiser.
Boy, that's not my favorite subject. I just feel exceptionally blessed. Like you mentioned, Caroline, it's just been amazing to see how the Lord has worked in her life. And every day we walk together for an hour. We talk about our counseling cases. She helps me teaching the women and counseling the women at RTS. So that partnership is just tremendously meaningful to me. I just can't believe, you know, when the scripture says we're supposed to wash our wives with the water of the word for their sanctification. And I thought when I got married, I should give her back to the Lord someday better than I got her. I never imagined the Lord would do that much in her life. So that's a good thing. Another big element in our lives is we have our three adult sons whom we dearly love are not believers. And that was something else I could have never imagined before. And so I think it's kind of like the joy of marriage is a lot of what defines me, but also some of the suffering of having people I dearly love who aren't walking with the Lord.
That's helpful to know a little bit about you and your background, your story. There was a time before you knew biblical counseling. Everyone sees you sort of front and center, articulating the sufficiency of the Bible, leading out in how we should think as biblical counselors, both theologically and practically. Tell us a little bit about Jim before biblical counseling came into your life.
Well, the Lord saved me out of a family that didn't believe the gospel when I was about 15. I went to an amazing church that taught the Bible, and many famous people were on staff there. Ray Ortland was my youth leader, and Bruce Waltke was teaching midweek Bible studies. So I got a tremendous background in Scripture from a very young age. The first time I heard actually of biblical counseling was when I was a student at Baylor University, and we had a little group of kind of Reformed Baptists underground. And one of our group was a psychology major, and he would have said, this would be like 1977, 78, he said, there's this guy that's written this book saying that we should counsel from the Bible and that there are problems with psychology. And I remember noting the book. I was in college, didn't read it then, but a couple of years later when I was out of college, I did buy Competent to Counsel and Christian Counselor's Manual and read them straight through. And immediately I was convinced that the wisdom of Scripture is the essence of what we need to do in terms of soul care.
Tell us from the time that you heard about those books, maybe you purchased those books and you read some of those books. Tell us the journey that the Lord took you on to where Jim became convinced, okay, there's something to this. Maybe it coincided with your conversion. I'm not sure, but just tell us a little bit about that.
I guess I was never that much attracted to psychology anyway. And so I was in a church which taught the Bible and really the sufficiency of Scripture for all of life. They did not emphasize counseling very much, but it wasn't because they didn't believe in biblical counseling. They didn't maybe so much believe in counseling, but that was something that just always fit in with the high view of Scripture. Where it really became real to me, it was when I was very young. It would have been in 1981. I'm 23 years old, and I was suddenly made the pastor of a international church in Saudi Arabia, and people started coming to me with their problems. And I was convinced that the answers were in Scripture. At that time, the biblical counseling library would have been maybe 3 feet of bookshelf at that, maybe two. few books by Wayne Mack, several by Jay Adams. But immediately from a very, very young age, I was engaged in using the scripture to help people and was impressed that there was never a problem someone brought to us to which the Bible did not speak. And I wouldn't say even before that, I was a youth group leader first couple of years of marriage in our church, and we'd meet with the kids, and it never occurred to me to do anything else but show them answers in the Bible.
Jim, you now lead IBCD along with many of your other responsibilities. IBCD used to be CCF West, and you talked about pastoral ministry in Saudi Arabia, and then the Lord has you in California. And there were a lot of people who, you know, the Lord had you cross their paths that were influential on you. You mentioned Dr. Adams, you mentioned Dr. Mack. Talk about some of the people who are influential in your life, specifically related to biblical counseling and pastoral ministry.
Well, when we were kicked out of Saudi Arabia for the ministry we were doing there in 1987, I went to Westminster Seminary in California. And at that time, George Scipione, who is one of the stalwarts, was running the program in counseling. Westminster, California then had a program very similar to what we now have at RTS. It's not there anymore, but it was there then. And so I got all my basics under George up to being ACB or the NANC certified. And then he asked me to start counseling for what was then CCF West. But also Jay Adams, that was his last formal seminary stint. He was actually running the Doctor of Ministry program in preaching. And I got into that program and got courses by Jay, and he was my advisor on my project, got to build some kind of a relationship with Jay. So I consider myself to be exceptionally blessed to have known the patriarchs.
Yeah, that's right. And Dr. Frame, I've heard you talk about Dr. Frame and maybe his influence as well.
I'm really convinced that a presuppositional apologetic, Van Til, Frame, et cetera, goes hand in hand with biblical counseling. And another exceptional blessing is I had John Frame for several classes in seminary, and he and I are still friends now, whatever it is, 40 years later. And he was an amazing teacher. He was tremendously ironic, but just giving this the high view of scripture and its sufficiency and its authority to speak to all of life was a great help. His ethics book, I think, you know, I got it in a class before it was a book, but The Doctrine of the Christian Life is really a manual for dealing with practical counseling issues. And again, in addition to him being one of the most brilliant people I've ever known, teaching me kind of Van Til presuppositional apologetics, he is also one of the most gracious men I've ever known. He was a guy, and this has been a model for me in the classroom. I'm not sure I'm following as well as I should, but Frame would talk about classical apologetics or other approaches to apologetics. And he would do so in a way I felt like if, you know, R.C. Sproul was in the room with his wife sitting next to him, that it felt like it was kind and fair, and others as well. And so that would be my objective too when I teach. I'm very much ACBC, biblical counseling, sufficiency, but I'm in an environment sometimes where there are a mixture of views, and I want to be able to present my views as John Frame did, where I would be treating others respectfully and would represent them fairly. John Frame even admitted in class that the Baptists might be right. He still thought the Presbyterians were, but that's how humble he was.
That's pretty interesting. I love hearing insights like that. And the people that we've read about, the men that have impacted you, Jim, that's really helpful. Talk a little bit about how biblical counseling in its concept and core teachings has impacted you. I want to hear in relation to you personally, and even how it's transformed and impacted your ministry, both pastorally and as a professor.
So a few impacts. One would be, since most of what I did in Escondido for 26 years was preaching, and was most of what I did in Saudi Arabia was preaching, but I think that counseling makes you a better preacher, and preaching makes you a better counselor. Preaching gets you into the Word, so you have books of the Bible and not just proof texts. Counseling helps you to prepare sermons that will speak to people where they are rather than sounding like a commentary speaking to people in seminary classes or something. And then even in terms of personally, that the big challenges we've faced in life with, you know, teenagers who started to turn away, now relating to adult kids, the Bible is sufficient to give wisdom to address any situation that's ever come up in life personally. And I actually was stunned when I've written a couple books dealing with this, where I started saying, well, what does the Bible say about parents and adult kids? Because not many people from our viewpoint have written on that. And I was amazed how much there is. I mean, even the most famous problems in the Bible with parents and children tend to be with adult kids, not with little kids.
That's interesting. I love hearing that. Talk a little bit about now you're no longer involved in pastoral ministry per se, but you're a professor at RTS in Charlotte. Talk about your biblical counseling ministry there at RTS.
Yes. Leaving pastoral ministry to go to RTS was the hardest decision I've ever made. That's another example of biblical counseling applying to me. I've been teaching about decision-making for decades. Then I had a decision to make, and it was really hard. It took me a couple of years. We decided to go there because of the opportunity to establish a new program at a seminary that in the past has not promoted biblical counseling, have an influence upon a generation of future leaders. And so at RTS, I'm very thankful to be able to teach the basic courses. We have built into our program what's necessary for ACBC certification in terms of observation and supervised counseling. I also do a lot of counseling with students, sometimes with students observing while I counsel people outside the school. And then Caroline has a major role as she does a lot of counseling along with me of couples and of the women, both student wives and students. And she mentors as an assistant supervisor some of them as they're working through their counseling experiences.
Well, listen, I'm grateful for your work at RTS Charlotte. I'm so grateful to Dr. Mike Kruger, grateful to Dr. Ligon Duncan and their vision for RTS Charlotte. And they're allowing your influence and their excitement about the program there. It's encouraging to me to see how churches will be impacted in generations to come by your work there.
I've been so blessed as I came. I think people weren't quite sure what to make of what I was trying to do. I think there really is on our campus just the aroma of the sufficiency of Scripture for helping people. Of, you know, these pastors, many of them are getting dual degrees, future pastors, or at least a counseling emphasis, and people realize they need to study counseling in order to be effective in ministry. Another interesting thing at RTS is we've brought in a lot of women into the program, and it's changed the makeup of the campus quite a bit. A unique thing about our program is our students, counseling students, take all the same courses as the MDiv students, except for the languages, and that's makes them well-trained in the Bible and theology. It's also created some marriages as these single women studying counseling, and you've got a single man becoming a pastor in the future, and what a combination.
Well, I don't know that I had on my bingo card Jim as the matchmaker at RTS, I suppose.
We could do a whole other podcast between Caroline and me. I've got stories to tell that would almost sound mystical.
Yeah, I love it. That's so great. The biblical counseling impacts all sorts of things, guys. Now, one final question, Jim, and I think this is important. You serve on the board at ACBC. You teach literally all over the world. I mean, if you try to contact Jim, he says, hold on, I'll be back in the States in a day or so. Like, he's everywhere in the world. You still remain convinced fully of the sufficiency of Scripture. Talk about why that is still today, you know, late in your ministry years, where you pour out, you and Caroline both pour out your life to teach the Scriptures, to prepare people in biblical counseling. You're doing the counseling yourself. Talk a little bit about why that's so important to you.
So all the travel, really, it's the blessing of being a professor that gives me some flexibility and being empty nester who's still healthy enough to go places. But Psalm 19 is one of my favorite passages. After it talks about the heavens declaring the glory of God, he has this lengthy section of describing the word of God with, I think, six different words and then verbs of what it does and what the effects are. And you know, the word of God is what gives life, gives wisdom. There's no source of knowledge or wisdom outside of Scripture that can compare. And so I often will use that even in contexts where people may not be committed to biblical counseling. Just, you have nothing like this. So you know, you're studying this other thing. I'm not going to try to take it away from you, but use the Bible more because God has revealed this to meet the need for wisdom and fulfillment and even spiritual life. The Scriptures give life to the dead. And as I said before, I've never come up with a case or problem where I didn't see how the Scripture speaks wisely and powerfully to that situation.
Jim, I really appreciate this. Just on a personal note, you've been a really good friend to me, and I really appreciate all that the Lord has done in your story and how the Lord has used your wisdom by His providence as an encouragement to me. So I appreciate that.
Thank you. Well, maybe in the end, my greatest claim to fame will be I chaired the committee that chose you to be our director.
That's very kind. You're listening to Truth and Love, a podcast of ACBC. And as I think about Jim serving in so many ways in the biblical counseling world and for quite some time, he's a board member, as I mentioned earlier, with ACBC, but he's also a training center director. He serves as training center director at IBCD and also Reformed Theological Seminary in Charlotte. And that made me think of all of our training centers around the world. So many in the U.S., over 90 in the U.S., and then we have five or six that are international as well. I want to remind you about the opportunities that you have to receive training from them throughout the year, to be encouraged, to have places where you can sit and observe counseling, to go and enjoy our fundamentals training or advanced training in biblical counseling. And you can find out more information about our training centers and the different types of training that they offer and when those offerings will happen by going to our website, biblicalcounseling.com.